डिप्रेशन फॉर डायन यंग, डी आई ए एन ई वाई ओ यू एन जी, डायन यंग, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 7/12/2032, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 10/20/2049, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 5/16/2022. द पेशेंट इज हियर फॉर ए इवेल्युएशन पोस्ट मोटर व्हीकल एक्सीडेंट वेयर शी वाज टी बोन ऑन ड्राइवर साइड एज अ रेसिडेंट ड्राइवर ऑन 5/16/2022. A truck hit her on the driver's side in the back, and then car spin, and she became suffering from pain in the head with dizziness, as well as sleep problem, severe pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back was reported. The patient is having awesome difficulty with the insurance company for authorizing the MRIs that were ordered on her last visit. She was provided injections at supraspinatus tendon bilaterally and infraspinatus tendon bilaterally that brought her some relief. However, her shoulders are not mobile more than 120 degrees beyond abduction, beyond which there is a pain. Her right shoulder is more worse than the left. Overall pain in both the shoulders is 8. Neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 10. No radiation is reported, although last time when we saw her, she had a ongoing radiation of numbness and tingling. Knee pain is reported 8. She reports that left knee is more worse than the right. She cannot walk or climb steps, and she has been a victim of a previous accident where she has had a fixation of the lumbar spine 3, 4, 5 with the fusion box, so no traction is to be done. Only massage aqua therapy. The patient reports that the pains are constant and they have affected her life. 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain level on an average is 8. 70% relief, patient reports, has been obtained due to the treatments that have been afforded. Although the lower back pain was worsened by the traction that was given by a therapist recently. In the ADLs, patient report, general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life were affected 1 to 10. 10. In the system review, patient reports that there is a difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of balance, but denies any vision disturbance, double vision, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, and lack of focus, lack of concentration. Pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness in the neck and shoulders bilaterally, along with pain in the both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and knee pain and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the urine or bowel. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. Last 30 days, pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication. Patient has obtained oxycodone from her personal doctor. Substance abuse, none is reported. Alcohol, she takes as a social. Compliance history, patient reports that she is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 157/76, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of Dictation number 0626-06. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination only. Thank you. Diagnosis remain the same. Plan of care is to review the maps and the laboratories, and now she is being provided following medications. Yeah, she is being provided Scalexin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, neuropathic, radiculopathy. Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. For sleep, patients provided Ambien 10 milligram at night. Our MRI could not be done at Henry Ford Hospital, hence it has been referred to M1 Imaging to look into the insurance issues. Other than that, no other changes are there. She'll be seen after the MRI is done. An old MRI before the accident is in the record, and it shows that she has had laminectomies and surgery. A lovely fixation and infusion at L4-5, L5-S1, and we'll review and compare. So far, physical therapy should continue without any traction, and we'll see the patient later. Thank you.